Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck of NCBA talking tax reform in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Tax reform legislation moving in both the House and the Senate in our nation's capital. In the House on Thursday, H.R. 1, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the House version, passed by the full House of Representatives. National Cattlemen's Beef Association praising that movement, saying it is a step in the right direction. Danielle Beck, tax specialist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, says that there's several things that they really like about this measure, including movement on the death tax.
The bill passed in the House of Representatives today immediately doubles the exemption limits on the death tax. And then in 2025, the death tax would be permanently repealed. So that's excellent news. We were thrilled that House legislators maintain their longstanding commitment to the livestock and agricultural industries, that they're going to get rid of the death tax once and for all.
And Daniel Beck says there's other things that the cattle industry also very happy with in the House version of tax reform.
So along with death tax repeal, we were thrilled that the House continue to preserve the step-up in basis that so many agricultural producers benefit from. In addition, the House also would allow for full immediate expensing after September 2017, but before January 23. So all purchases, you'd receive 100% bonus depreciation right off the bat, and that's excellent news. It also increases the small business expensing cap under Section 179 from $500,000 to $5 million, and it lifts the dollar-for-dollar phase-out that exists at $2 million right now to $20 million. And that would also be effective for a period of tax years starting in 2017 going through 2023.
NCBA's Danielle Beck on the House version of tax reform. Yesterday, the Senate also working on tax reform. Danielle, what about the Senate proposal?
So the base bill in the Senate, it's pretty good. While they don't fully repeal the death tax, they do double the exemption limits right off the bat. And we're thrilled about that. They also expand 179. They expand, you know, bonus depreciation, not quite in the same meaningful way that the House does, but any sort of bump up really helps, right? The modified chairman's mark that was released earlier this week, it does include a fix on our interest deduction issue. So any producers with gross receipts in excess of $15 million, which is what the Senate small business exclusion is, could elect to continue deducting interest and in exchange may have to give up bonus depreciation. At this point in time, it gives us a great foot in the door. And as long as that language is maintained, then we'll be able to really solve this issue through the conference negotiations. You know, the House Ways and Means Committee, they understand how important this issue is to us. And we've received, you know, verbal commitments from a number of members on that committee that moving into conference, they are committed to addressing this to ensure that, you know, agricultural producers come out on the winning end of this once tax reform is finally enacted.
Danielle Beck on the Senate version of tax reform that cleared the Senate Finance Committee yesterday will be considered by the full Senate after Thanksgiving, is our understanding now. Overall, the process is moving forward. Danielle Beck says the key is to keep communicating with your members of Congress, letting them know you want tax reform to pass before Christmas.
We've got quite a ways to go. And so hearing from constituents who are supportive of fundamental tax reform, they want to see a bill enacted, that's going to help members who, you know, are perhaps hearing from constituents who aren't as happy with this proposal. Overall, ag really benefits from a lot of the things both in the House and Senate bills. And we're confident that we can get a comprehensive bill enacted that is great for agricultural production. So just keep hitting that message home with your lawmakers and tell your friends to do the same.
Tax specialist in the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Danielle Beck. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.